Chapter 3. Oliver asks for more. Mr. Bumble walked quickly. Little Oliver, holding Mr. Bumble's coat, ran next to him. The next day at the workhouse, when Oliver finished his second piece of bread, Mr. Bumble told him that the board wanted to see him. Oliver went into a room where 10 fat gentlemen were sitting at a table. One of the gentlemen, with a big red face, asked,
"What's your name, boy?"
Oliver was frightened and started to cry.
"Boy," said the red-faced gentleman, "listen to me. You know you're an orphan, I suppose."
"What's that, sir?" asked poor Oliver.
"The boy is an idiot," said another gentleman.
"You know you have no father or mother and that the authorities are responsible for you, don't you?"
said the red-faced man.
"Yes, sir," replied Oliver, crying.
"I don't understand why he is crying," said the other gentleman. "How strange."
"You are here so we can educate you and teach you a useful profession," said the first gentleman.
"You'll start work at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning," added the second gentleman.
Mr. Bumble took Oliver to a big bedroom where all the boys slept. On a rough, hard bed, Oliver cried himself to sleep. The room where the boys ate was a large stone hall. The master served the boys their meals of thin, watery soup. On special occasions, they received a piece of bread. They never washed the plates because they cleaned them with their spoons. Oliver and his friends suffered a slow starvation for 3 months. One of the boys then said he would eat the boy that slept in the next bed. He had enormous, hungry eyes, and the other boys almost believed him. They discussed the problem for a long time and finally decided that after supper that evening, one boy would go to the master and ask for more. They chose Oliver. The evening arrived. The boys sat down and they received their soup. When he finished his soup, Oliver went to the master with his bowl and spoon in his hand. He was frightened, but also very, very hungry.
"Please, sir," he said, "I want some more."
The master turned very pale. He looked at the little rebel for a few seconds. All the boys were terrified.
"What?"
shouted the master.
"Please, sir," repeated Oliver, "I want some more."
The master hit Oliver on the head with a spoon and shouted for Mr. Bumble. When Mr. Bumble heard what Oliver asked, he immediately told the members of the board.
"He asked for more?"
asked the red-faced man, horrified.
"Do I understand, Mr. Bumble, that he asked for more?"
They took Oliver and locked him in a room. They hung a notice on the gate of the workhouse, offering £5 to the person who gave Oliver work and took him away.